Ever wonder why you bought that product you didn't really need? Or why certain political messages resonate even when they defy logic? You're experiencing what social psychologists call the age of propaganda. In our world of information overload, where the average American sees 38,000 commercials annually and political campaigns spend billions on messaging, understanding persuasion isn't just academic, it's essential for navigating daily life. This knowledge has become so valuable that marketing executives at companies like Apple and Google consider it required reading, while politicians from both sides quietly study its insights. The cultural impact extends beyond business and politics. It fundamentally changed how we understand human influence, becoming one of the most cited works in social psychology since its publication. We live in a world drowning in persuasion attempts. When teenagers kill for Nike shoes, White Hands political ads swing elections through racial fears, or TV dramas inadvertently discourage rape reporting, we're witnessing persuasive messaging's profound impact. The scale is staggering. Americans consume 57% of global advertising despite having only 6% of the world's population, with companies spending over $280 billion yearly on marketing. This landscape differs dramatically from earlier eras. While America was founded on persuasion, unlike societies ruled by force or tradition, the Industrial Revolution transformed communication. Mass production created abundance, necessitating mass marketing. Today's persuasion environment features unprecedented message density, brevity, and immediacy, while providing minimal education about persuasion techniques. Unlike ancient Greeks trained in rhetoric, most modern citizens lack defenses against sophisticated persuasion tactics. The solution isn't naive acceptance or cynical dismissal, but informed citizenship based on understanding how persuasion operates, skills essential for democracy survival. Remember The Manchurian Candidate? The 1962 film portrayed persuasion as a mysterious force compelling people against their will. Throughout history, humans have sought explanations for inexplicable behaviors, from ancient beliefs in star positions to medieval notions of demonic possession. Today, we still struggle to understand persuasion, with some seeing media as all-powerful while others believe themselves immune. The truth lies between these extremes. Research shows mass media can have significant effects under specific conditions. Tracking data reveals watching an ad at least once weekly increases brand purchases by 6% on average, with strong ads tripling sales. In politics, when voters receive one candidate's message more than another's, defection rates can reach 70%. Successful persuasion works by directing thoughts toward the communicator's viewpoint. When processing messages, we're not passive recipients, but active participants generating responsive thoughts. As cognitive misers with limited processing capacity, we often rely on mental shortcuts rather than careful analysis. Simple tactics, products at eye level, words like new and improved, babies and ads, boost sales because we rarely think critically about these decisions. Have you ever bought something impulsively, then questioned your decision later, or meticulously researched a major purchase? These scenarios illustrate two distinct paths to persuasion, peripheral and central routes. The peripheral route processes messages with minimal attention, influenced by simple cues like communicator attractiveness, social consensus, or feelings rather than content. In the cereal aisle, packaging colors and cartoon characters guide decisions without deeper thought. The central route involves careful consideration of information's actual merits. Recipients actively question claims, argue against them, and seek additional information. The 1988 Willie Horton political ad demonstrates both approaches. Peripheral processors absorbed Dukakis let Horton out to rape and kill, playing on racial prejudices and fear, while central processors might question the uniqueness of Massachusetts's furlough program, its success rate, and Dukakis's personal responsibility. Personal relevance determines which route we take. When an issue directly affects us, we engage in central processing. This dual-route understanding explains why propaganda often works. As cognitive misers with limited processing capacity, we frequently default to the peripheral route. Words possess remarkable persuasive power by directing thoughts and channeling cognitive responses. Joseph Goebbels chillingly noted that with sufficient repetition, one could convince people a square is in fact a circle, since words can be molded to disguise ideas. Advertisers exploit this through language manipulation, describing aspirin as unsurpassed in speed when all brands work equally well, or labeling ground beef 75% lean rather than 25% fat. Propagandists use glittering generalities like Kinder Gentler America that sound positive yet remain ambiguous enough for listeners to project their own meanings. Media images create pictures in our heads that shape our worldview. Research shows media coverage determines what issues the public considers important. Framing also affects perceptions. Episodic coverage, specific incidents, leads viewers to blame individuals, while thematic coverage, general issues, prompts viewers to hold society and government accountable. The persuasiveness of media images stems from our failure to question who selected them, why, or what alternatives were excluded, explaining why question framing dramatically influences decision-making. Fear ranks among the most reliable emotional appeals in persuasion. Research indicates stronger fear typically drives greater preventive action by focusing thoughts on threat removal. Effective fear appeals must genuinely frighten people, offer specific recommendations, present effective actions, and ensure recipients believe they can perform these actions. Persuaders also exploit our social nature through what Kurt Vonnegut called grandfaloons, proud and meaningless associations of human beings. Henri Tajfel's research shows how easily people form tribal attachments even under trivial circumstances. When we accept these artificial groupings, we become primed to adopt their customs and follow their directives. Our commitment to consistency creates another powerful persuasion pathway. The foot-in-the-door technique works by securing small commitments that lead to larger ones. Studies show homeowners who signed a safe driving petition were 3 times more likely to later allow an unsightly "drive carefully" sign on their lawns compared to those approached directly. Scarcity also drives persuasion. When something appears unavailable or restricted, we infer greater value. Research shows people value scarce items more highly than identical abundant ones, even when the scarcity is artificial. To protect yourself from propaganda, acknowledge your vulnerability. Research shows resistance training works best when people realize they can be fooled. The gotcha procedure breaks down our illusion of invulnerability. Monitor emotional responses, questioning why you feel obligated, fearful, or guilty. Examine source motivation by asking what communicators stand to gain. Think rationally by identifying fair labeling and understanding all options. As Theodore Plevier advised, don't watch your leader's lips, watch their hands. Judge people by actions, not words. Challenge rumors by demanding evidence rather than blindly repeating them. When everyone follows a trend, use this uniformity as a reason to question rather than join the bandwagon. Be skeptical of too-good-to-be-true deals, watching for warning signs like today-only offers and tactics that discourage questions. In our world of sophisticated persuasion techniques, your greatest defense is awareness coupled with critical thinking. By understanding influence mechanics, you reclaim your autonomy, not by rejecting all persuasion, but by consciously choosing which messages deserve your belief. The ability to distinguish between manipulation and honest communication is essential for navigating our information landscape.